This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of the biggest growing concerns is the threat of a Russian attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. VOA's Ukrainian service managing editor, Tatiana Roroska, discussed those concerns with the Ukrainian presidential advisor.
Earlier, the head of Ukraine's military intelligence, Kirill Budanov, said that Russians who control the nuclear plant in Zaporizhia installed weapons with mines near 4 out of 6 nuclear reactors, and that the plan to commit terrorist acts could happen at any moment. It already approved. I asked Podolyak whether the threat increased or decreased considering the events over the weekend. He believes that it remains the same.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration says that the brief weekend uprising in Russia clearly weakened the Russian President Vladimir Putin. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden says the question is, to what extent?
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war.
And has become a global pariah. But what comes next?
This is a moving picture, and I don't think we've seen the last act.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the Council on Foreign Relations the uprising underlined Putin's complete failure in Ukraine. But he notes the biggest roadblock to negotiating a peaceful end to the war remains Putin's mindset that he can outlast both Kyiv and all of us.
The more we're able to disabuse him of that notion, the more likely it is that at some point he'll come to the table.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's counterintelligence service arrested a man it accuses of helping Russia direct a missile strike at a popular pizza attack Tuesday. Restaurant. The attack killed at least 11 people, including 3 teenagers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A South African court has ruled against the government and ordered it to reconsider its decision to terminate the special permits allowing nearly 200,000 Zimbabwe nationals to live and work in the country. The government decision was set to force the Zimbabweans to return home if they did not obtain regular work visas, even if they have children who were born in South Africa and are South African citizens. The High Court said the decision in 2022 was unlawful because it did not follow a fair process of consultations. The permits were extended until at least June 28th next year under the ruling. Here comes Bidenomics, President Joe Biden's self-named plan to forge an economic future for families and communities that have long been written off and left behind. VOA's Anita Powell with more.
So what exactly is Bidenomics? Here's President Joe Biden launching the economic policy in Chicago on Wednesday.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. And there are 3 fundamental changes that we decided to make with the help of the Congress and been able to do it. First, making smart investments in America. Second, educating and empowering American workers to grow the middle class. And third, promoting competition to lower costs to help small businesses.
The name is meant to evoke and contrast with Reaganomics. That's a theory spearheaded by Republican former President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. The prosperity among the wealthy trickles down to the poor. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve says that the largest U.S. banks would survive a severe recession. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us why.
The nation's 23 largest banks passed the Federal Reserve's so-called stress test this year, a sign that the nation's banking system remains resilient despite the recent banking crisis that led to the failure of 3 other banks. The results did show some relative weakness among the mid-sized banks and super regional banks, with some getting a passing grade with a smaller cushion than usual. In the latest test, the 23 largest banks would have collective losses and capital ratios comparable to previous years. Fed policymakers have hinted that they could make the tests harder in future tests due to the banking crisis earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Air travelers have been putting up widespread delays all month, and it's continuing again as bad weather rakes the northeast. By late Wednesday afternoon, about 5,800 flights were delayed, more canceled.